Now, in today's current state of humanity, you can't help but to notice how most people's attitudes have kind of become unpleasant. And just generally speaking, have you noticed that people aren't as nice as they once were? Now, an important internet company asked people what their examples of rude behavior were. And their answers range from many different things, and here's just a list of a few that, you know, people responded with. For instance, letting a door slam in the next person's face is rude. Or an elevator door. You know, I personally always try to look behind me and look around and make sure that that elevator door isn't catching anyone, you know, so I hold the door open. Or another, this is what a person wrote. The behavior I find most offensive is verbal abuse of people who are not in a position to respond. When I see employers berating employees or customers threatening salespeople in stores with contempt or people giving waiters and waitresses a hard time, it upsets me. And another here, a person wrote, I think that it is so rude when someone is in line in front of a grocery store or wherever, and they decide to chat up the cashier and tell his or her life story, thus holding up the line, how rude and disrespectful. And at the end, they put, amen. Now, although these are just a few minor kind of worldly examples, we all know that the actions of people out in the world can be much more intense. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 13, during the Sermon on the Mount, that you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the foot by men. Christ was speaking to his disciples here and including all his people throughout the ages and up until today. This saying from Christ found in Matthew has deep spiritual meaning as well. Today, I will cover one aspect of what Christ meant when he said to his disciples, you are the salt of the earth. Now, salt has been important since prehistoric times and was used as a seasoning agent to preserve foods, mostly meats, and definitely fed a lot of people by preserving the meat. Now, salt also had many different uses as well. Salt was commonly used in religious practices of the Greeks, Romans, Hebrews, and Christians as well. It was an important medium of exchange in the commercial ventures of people across the Mediterranean area and the Adriatic Seas. I also found it interesting that salt had been subject to severe taxation in Asia and countries from ancient to modern times, so it's a very important commodity kind of back east and in that area. In ancient times, countries used to form like salt cakes, and it served as money. And I'm not sure even if today in Ethiopia and Tibet, it still may serve as some form of currency as well. Now, I found it interesting that the English term salary derived from the word salarium. And this is the Latin term referring to a sot allotment that was issued to soldiers serving in the Roman army. So it was also used as a form of a payment for services performed. So I find that interesting. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 and let's start at verse 13. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, it was while preaching the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus proclaimed, "You are the salt of the earth." And kind of on a simple level, Christ's words found here in Matthew chapter 5:13 are about salt and as a flavor enhancer. He tells us, as Christians, we are to bring out the flavor of God into this world, preserve his laws, keep his commandments, and he wants us to essentially enhance the flavors of this world in some type of way. What are the flavors of this world? It's how we live day by day and how we treat his creation and other people that are living here with us. So we see salt is also important to God as well. I believe in God's eyes, he sees salt as a symbol of purity. And we all know that we as Christians are to become pure. Let's turn to another scripture found in Leviticus chapter 2. Leviticus chapter 2, and I'll start at verse 13. And it kind of shows every offering was required to have salt as well. Leviticus 2:13. And this is covering over the grain offerings that were instituted in Leviticus. And every offering of your grain offering, you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of your covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Salt was a symbol of an unbreakable covenant, a covenant of salt between God and man. And it was never to be broken. Now, Luke chapter 14, 34-35 states, "Salt is good, but if salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for land, nor for," it states, "the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." And whenever that phrase is used, we know it means to pay close attention and that this is very important. He who has an ear, let him hear. This is that phrase was used 8 times in the book of Revelations, and it uses it there for that passage as well. Now, salt is a lasting symbol because it protects food and purifies and leaves it unchanged. And most scientists would say that the only way that salt could lose its savor is to dilute it. And the more it's diluted, the less effective it becomes. So I believe that this is what Christ meant by "we are the salt of the earth." If we allow ourselves to be diluted by the ways of this world, we will certainly be less effective. He wants us to stay pure and to not become diluted by the ways of this world. Let's look at Colossians chapter 4. And in Colossians chapter 4, I'll start at verse 5. I would like to read Colossians chapter 4, starting at verse 5. "Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." Now, it's interesting that the Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary notes that "seasoned with salt" here in this scripture means the savior of fresh and lively spiritual wisdom and earnestness and excluding all corrupt communication. We see here that salt is a symbol of purity and we are to become pure. And as salt adds enjoyment to our lives, God wants us to add enjoyment into this world and the people that we may come in contact with. A part of being the salt of the earth is important, and there is a lesson that we can find here in James chapter 4, our last scripture. So let's turn to James chapter 4, and I'll read verse 17. James chapter 4 and verse 17. "Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin." And perhaps we have heard of sins of commission, things that we do in actions such as stealing, lying, and sins that we know and are aware of. But this verse tells us that some transgressions that we may go through may be sins of omission, sinning by things that we omit doing, things that we don't do. It tells us if we know to do good and we recognize that we ought to be doing certain things, the failure to do them is sin. And we are not meeting the standard God has set for us, and we are thus missing the mark. As being the salt of the earth, it is very important that we do out when we come in contact with people outside, you know, people not in the church, that we do display and they recognize something different in our actions, the way we carry ourselves. So salt has been used in the seasoning and preservatives of food for a long time. It has also been used by many as a form of currency, and salt has had multiple uses and been a very important element found here on earth. Salt also has an important spiritual meaning to God as well. He wants us to season the world with our good works and to preserve his perfect way of life, keeping the purity that we find in his holy word found here in our Bibles.